Hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How are you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is a walk through the mind. A moment we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head. See if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and get the conversation started with friends, family, the person we meet on the street. Or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own head and see where it takes us. So when I say Geronimo, what do you think of? Do you think of jumping out of an airplane, getting ready to pull that parachute ripcord? Do you think of cliff diving, jumping off a cliff, going right into a body of water? You think about charging forward, gung-ho, letting it all go, going for the glory? That's kind of what I thought of growing up until I saw a movie, early 90s. I learned that Geronimo was Native American, an Apache warrior. And you kind of go about your life, kind of forget about those movies. And then all of a sudden you start thinking about the name Geronimo again. Oh yeah, Apache warrior. Gonna base today's conversation on two movies that I've watched recently. Both of them conveniently named Geronimo. And both released within a week of each other in the early 90s. I figure a backstory on the Native Americans doesn't need to be too involved. I believe it's known well enough about the shortcomings of American history to pull forward on this. We all know what we did. And by we, I mean our forefathers, not us immediately, directly. But the Apaches, and Geronimo specifically. One heck of a story. You get the Matt Damon version, which you can find on DVD. And then you have the Joseph Running Fox version, which you can only find on used VHS. And if I'm going to recommend one of the two, I'm going to recommend the VHS one, the Joseph Running Fox. Because that one was endorsed, supported, made a donation by the Smithsonian in an attempt to help bring their Native American museum to light. So at least there can be some remembrance of these incredible people, these Native Americans. But as we were going around, the United States, the Americas, were going around corralling all the natives, sending them off to reservations. The Apaches weren't having it. I guess I should start a little bit further back, because it wasn't all just a matter of bringing them all to reservations. One of the first scenes that really gets Geronimo's blood boiling is in his early 20s. He's down at the Mexican border area, and Mexican general is marching on by. There's a scout that notices there's a camp of natives. All the men are in town trading for supplies and whatnot. So it's just the women and children there. And at the camp, this Mexican general comes in, offers significant amount of pesos for scalps of each individual that they bring in to trade. And they go in and they ransack the place. And I remember watching that scene as a kid. And talk about traumatizing. This movie was released for TV. It was released on TNT. And just one of the scenes, one of the soldiers, the Mexican soldiers, picks up I don't want to call it a baby carriage, but it's a basket with the baby tied into it. He swings it around, and he smacks it against a building, and it's just like, what the heck is going on? Traumatizing. You don't see stuff like that in movies today. And as traumatizing as it is, I want to sit there and go, that more than likely happened, and especially more than once. The Mexicans and the Americans didn't have much appreciation. Again, it was a Hatfields and McCoy, almost a Hatfields and McCoy situation of who shot first. Who decided that the other party does not belong. But all throughout, it seems, with both of the Geronimo movies, it was a matter of, just leave us alone. Just leave us alone, let us live our lives on our land. And the settlers of both countries, of all sorts and shapes and types, decided not to. Seemed to be more of us than them. But that baby was Geronimo's baby. He came back to camp, found his wife scalped, found his baby dead, communed with the gods. And the gods told Geronimo, you just run forward and you will not be killed by bullets. What a superpower to have. Again, I remember thinking as a kid, that's pretty gnarly. It's pretty awesome. Being able to run forward and not worry about it. In the TNT movie, he does get shot, but it's all just a matter of flesh wounds. But we can also think back to the weapons of then, that a little bit less than accurate. No smokeless gunpowder, making it a little bit more difficult, but putting that little bit of fear into you, his enemy's eyes, into their hearts, making it so that way they become a little bit more uneasy. Soldiers aren't the same necessarily as warriors, at least as it was portrayed. But Geronimo would go forward and fight off the invaders, first the Mexicans, then at three different points in time, the Americans would come in and attempt to get him to surrender, go to his reservation. He was not having any of it. But the Americans kept coming with more and more people, more and more firepower to take him on. And finally, Geronimo was convinced that, no, you need to go to the reservation. You need to stop this fighting, otherwise there will be no Apache. We will all have perished. And it's sad, and especially try and rein in a wild horse, try and put it into a pen. It doesn't appreciate it, especially when that pen doesn't have the free-flowing grass. Or this situation where, as we did with the reservations, the natives came from all their different spots, all their different locations throughout the United States, had their own unique ways of dealing with the terrain, what nature offered them, how they were able to live from the land, and transplant them to significantly different areas. Not as much, or different rain flows, different plants, different ground material, soils, so things don't grow the same. And this is where the DVD version, the Matt Damon version of Geronimo picks up, shows him going into his agreement that he will go to the reservation. He will be allowed to keep his guns only for hunting, just so long as he doesn't cause a ruckus. The American army is happy that he has surrendered. He has given up his weapons. Because Geronimo is a very fierce warrior, very fierce leader to guide the people. And there's an overlap between the DVD and the VHS, but the Matt Damon version definitely is all post, whereas the VHS, the TNT version, has this as an overflow, or not an overflow, but continues on, because it's the full story of Geronimo, not just the postscript. But Geronimo and a band of his brothers become so annoyed that they leave the reservation and they go back home. And they continue to fight. They continue to attempt to protect their lands. Tired of being pushed around. I guess I should say there's a point on the reservation where they're not supposed to gather illegally. They're not supposed to make any threatening gestures. They're supposed to be compliant. Live on this reservation. Be quiet. We've given you your place to stay. You can stay healthy here. And no undue praying as well.
This dance is a demonstration hostile to the citizens of the United States. And this demonstration is unlawfully assembled. I order you to stop at this instant.
Stop that! Stop him! Arrest him!
Watch it!
You didn't have to shoot it, goddammit! I could handle this myself!
What's he got there?
He had a rock!
He has not done nothing! We're not bothering no one! You leave here! You leave us alone!
Arrest him! Arrest Geronimo!
And again, that was from the Matt Damon version, the DVD, the official release. But that authoritarian bit where we come in, control others, tell them no. Kind of rough, kind of understandable on why he would get so bent out of shape. But again, he went back off. He left the reservation. That was on the reservation. He left. Caused more of a ruckus, standing up for what he believed in, leading his band of 22 warriors, outwitting, outsmarting the army coming after him, out there surviving, wanting again just to commune with nature in his own land, his own home, so to speak. And eventually he did retire again. He did turn in his arms for a second time, because there was the realization that if he did not stop fighting, there would be no more Apache. Be all the more reason to strike down on them. But I guess we can listen to Geronimo from the end of the VHS version, where he's talking to what looks to be Teddy Roosevelt. And the character playing Geronimo to asking to remember who Geronimo really was.
I ask only that you think of me as I was in former days. I lived in the home of my people. They trusted me. It was right that I should give them my strength and wisdom. And when soldiers of the great white father drove me and my people from our homes, we killed all that we could. We starved, but we killed, and I was punished for it. And all my people were punished with me. When we came in, the treaty I made said we would be held in the East for 2 years. We have been prisoners now for 19 years. The place we are kept makes us die. Our children die, and my hands are tied as with a rope. I ask you to cut the rope, to judge whether my people have been rightly treated, to ask yourself if you would not have done the same as I.
So, according to the movie, the lore, Geronimo just wants to be remembered for who he was and what he did, not ashamed for what he fought for and how he did it. And again, when you watch that VHS version, you can sit there and you can go, I completely understand. Definitely do not get the same feeling from the Matt Damon version. By the way, Matt Damon does not play Geronimo. He's just a soldier in the Union Army. But either way, for the flaws that the TNT version has for just being a TV movie and not some large-scale Hollywood production, it tells a much better story than the Hollywood version. But the Hollywood version does offer a little bit of insight, shows a little bit more of the United States backstabbiness, as opposed to the story of the Apache, those warriors that stood strong, the one warrior leader that couldn't be killed by bullets, and just ran forward into the face of danger, trusting that his protector would look out for him. That's a little bit of a different generation than we have today, though. That's okay. But the next time, I'd say you're feeling that point of fear, that little bit of worry, I say just yell Geronimo and jump on in, get after it, be the warrior that you need to be today. But do not forget the Apache legend, and go forward. But I've been Billy Bones, BILLYBON, 3S. You find me on Mastodon and you find me on Twitter and Gab at Billy Bones. You find me on the Mastodon Fediverse at Billy Bones at No Agenda Social. Get me short questions and comments there. If you need longer forms of communication, you're in luck as well. There's a website that makes it easy to go to. It's BillyBones.com. It's spelt the same way with 3 instead of an E. And there you can go there and you find Discord and an email link. So 140 characters isn't enough to write me a diatribe. Go there.
hit me up. But also on the website, you will find links to past episodes and show notes for this episode and all the previous ones. And you'll find a link at the bottom of the homepage that says Value for Value, because this podcast is a Value for Value podcast. I put it out for free, no paywalls, no monthly contributions required. But I do ask that if you found value out of this show, to pay it back. Put some value back into the show. The first thing that I ask that you do is share the show. If you found value out of it, share it. Maybe someone else will find a talking point worth talking about and share their thoughts on that as well. But if you found monetary value out of this, be it worth a cup of coffee or brand new house, fantastic. Again, you go to the website, billybones.com. You scroll all the way down. You click that value for value button. It'll take you to PayPal. You can chip in whatever you feel your time is worth for me sharing my time. But in the meantime, I love you guys. Thanks for listening. And I'll talk to you next week.